Hi, this is Maggie Van Doren. I am an audio producer here at America Media. And this week we are celebrating our 112th anniversary with a week of giving. I think podcasts are a sign of America Magazine's transformation over the years, and we hope to continue this transformational work. But we couldn't do it without your support. So please consider making a gift at americamagazine.org/donate. Thank you.
Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. This week, we mark the third Sunday of Easter. For those of us with children, and I am not one of those, but I do have nephews, the Easter baskets and chocolate eggs and jelly beans and marshmallow peeps are long put away or eaten up. But the Church, in its wisdom, gives us a whole liturgical season to celebrate Easter. That has always made a great deal of sense to me, because the life-changing mystery of Easter is too great for just one Sunday, or even one week. For one thing, we have a lot to think about in terms of what the disciples' experiences of the risen Christ were like. Did you ever wonder why what are called the post-resurrection narratives present such different images of what Jesus looked like? In some gospel stories after the resurrection, he seems recognizable. In others, the disciples can't recognize him at all. In some, he seems ghostly, as when he suddenly appears to them in a room in which the doors are locked. In others, he seems physical and even says, "I'm not a ghost." So which is it? My sense is that it was hard, maybe impossible, to describe what Jesus' glorified body looked like. And so even the gospel writers struggle with it. It's a reminder that our spiritual experiences sometimes are hard to explain. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that they're any less real or meaningful. So maybe this week, we can be open to those experiences in life that are beyond words, but which are filled with meaning for us. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.